This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Luke, and Steve-O Springs Police Chief Mark Beckett is warning again about the dangers of kids riding e-motorcycles. You have to have a driver's license to ride one. Chief Beckett says it's a problem in the community. Parents need to take responsibility for their kids' actions.
The police department's job is not to parent your kids. You have to take responsibility for your kids. And I agree, sooner or later, a kid is going to get killed on one of these things, and they are illegal, folks. You have to have a driver's license. You have to have a license plate. They have to be registered with the DMV. If you haven't done those things are illegal. I have directed my officers to start seizing them, and you will have to come talk to me to get it back.
Automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, are being distributed across Steamboat Springs. Yampa Valley Medical Center Foundation has 50 of them to hand out in the community at businesses, nonprofits, churches, and other gathering spaces. If you'd like one, there's a questionnaire on our website. The Steamboat Springs Planning Commission meets at 5 o'clock today. One agenda item is a request to add a kindergarten through 8th grade private school at Concordia Lutheran Church off of Amethyst. It'd be run by Steamboat Christian Academy. Apex Architecture is making the request to begin holding classes in the fall of this year. There are three houses along that entrance to the parking lot at Concordia. Matt and Dana Treadway were in the first lot sold by Concordia Lutheran Church back in 1989.
They got a conditional use permit in perpetuity for the operation of a church one day a week, and that's how we've all been living together. And now we're being told that they want to be able to run a 5 day a week educational school, which legally is a commercial business.
And I get it. As a former teacher, like, I am pro education, I'm pro church, but you know, this is just maybe not the right spot. I mean, it kind of falls under that guise of, you know, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
The application says 40 students would attend. If you want to help clean up the Yampa River, meet at Yampa River State Park at 5 o'clock today just west of Hayden, or Loudy Simpson Park at 5 in Craig. Friends of the Yampa is helping coordinate the cleanup. And Saturday is cleanup day in Steamboat. Hayden Town Council having a special town council meeting at 6 o'clock tonight to go into Stage 1 fire restrictions with Route County. Memorial Regional Health's hosting one of their community conversations at noon today. Brittany Wilburn is the executive director of the Health Partnership. She'll be speaking on understanding our community's health needs. Six figure skaters with the Steamboat Skating Club are competing at the XL National Festival at the Broadmoor World Arena in Colorado Springs right now. Elsie Miller, Felicity Sharon Yang, Hadley Hoffman, Nora Gould, Olivia Rosink, and Shaylin O'Connor. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.